Unit 9. Reading.
Halfway through his journey around the world, a hitchhiker looks back at his trip so far.
In 2007, Jeremy Marie set out to live his dream of going around the world by the means of transport he calls the most social, in other words, hitchhiking. His preparations included planning a route and setting up his website. He travels light, but he carries a backpack which contains the essential things for his journey. Before they saw him off, his friends warned him that it would be difficult, even impossible, to hitchhike around the world. If he had listened to them, he would never have left his home country, France. For most people, hitchhiking means hanging around at the side of the road, holding your thumb out. This does not always work, as Jeremy quickly found out. In some countries, people consider it rude. In other places, if there is no traffic, a hitchhiker will wait for hours. So Jeremy often goes to petrol stations to look for lifts or tries to catch a driver's attention as he slows down or stops at traffic lights or crossroads. The most difficult countries to find a lift were Italy, where he often had to wait for hours, and the USA, where hitchhiking is actually against the law in many states. The easiest places to get a lift, Jeremy says, were the Sudan and Syria. Generally, he had little trouble in Africa. If the country is poor, people seem more open to picking up strangers. Also, if there are few tourists, a foreigner like Jeremy will make local people curious. Most of the time, if he is in the right place, one of the first 10 vehicles will stop. For Jeremy, hitchhiking is a means of transport which helps him to understand the world a little better. He says, if you're in a small place with a person, it encourages you to talk to them and you learn from this conversation. If you hitchhike, you can meet all kinds of people who may be rich, poor, or unemployed. Everyone has their own opinion about their country, which they are keen to share with a curious traveller. In some countries, where there are almost no private cars, Jeremy has travelled in trucks, on little homemade vehicles, on tractors, and even on a donkey. Often, he meets other foreigners who are exploring the same country. In Italy, an Australian who rescued him from a long wait in the rain took him on a tour of the country in his camper van for several days. If there is a road, there will usually be vehicles. But what happens if there is no road and he has to cross a lake, a sea, or an ocean? The most difficult lifts were those which needed a boat. It sometimes took him weeks to hitch a ride on a boat. He couldn't get a lift unless the captain agreed. After traveling in over 1,000 vehicles, Jeremy is still on the road and still excited at every new lift he gets. Each time a driver pulls up and invites him into his vehicle, it is the start of a new adventure.